Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. All right, welcome to This Could Get Awkward. It's episode 24. I'm Janelle.
24.
Sorry, I'm
and
Sam.
And she's Sam. I just wanted to open up this episode with something. It was awkward when it happened, like literally moments before we came to record this. I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and she often calls me while she's in the car, so she's Bluetooth. Mm-hmm. And I guess she must have gotten home or whatever at some point in our conversation. And she had lost her phone in the car. And so she like was looking for her phone in order to like continue the conversation with me, but like couldn't leave her car because it was on Bluetooth. And that was the only way that we were able to speak to each other, and but didn't want to hang up either. And so she was like rummaging around and like looking for it and looking for it. And she's like, okay, I have a really weird request, but I'm going to like detach you from Bluetooth. And then can you just like scream into the phone really loudly? And I was like, okay. And she's like, and then hopefully I'll be able to find out where the phone actually is and like locate it in my vehicle. And so I was at my apartment and my boyfriend was in there like playing video games with his friends online. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to have to like go outside for this. And so like, she's like, okay, are you ready? And I was like, yeah. And I like, I'm outside on my deck. And I'm on like a third floor building and I'm just like screaming like, ah! Like into my phone. And I'm in the middle of downtown. So like there are people outside. It is the evening. It is a nice day. And sure enough, like right after I'm done screaming, I hear my neighbor like downstairs with his dog. So probably thinks I'm an insane lady. But she found her
phone.
That's
awesome.
So it worked.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great way to find your phone.
Who needs iPhone when you have friends who can scream into the phone for you?
Okay, to introduce my quick story, I need to call back to a previous episode where I confronted you about your PDA.
Yeah, which we've been working on. Like. We've been working on it.
Okay, so to recap, I surprised Janelle with an observation and my feeling, my personal feeling of being grossed out by her and Adam's PDA to the point where I would anticipate that I was going to be annoyed by them and I would try to do things to be in between them and to discourage them from touching and being gross. And so one night I strategically placed myself in between them, and which did not stop them. They used the top of my head as a playground for their hand play. It was weird. Anyways.
You can't stop then, my love.
And I never wanted to stop your love. And then you told me that you guys were out on a date and Adam, you went to hold his hand and he was like, nope, I can't hold your hand anymore or something. And so I felt you told me that. And I was like, oh man, like I didn't want you guys to never touch. I wanted you to like not make out while I'm trying to watch Wonder Woman. Like I did not mean to discourage your love. It is beautiful and I'm sorry. But then I've done it again.
Oh, gosh.
With another couple. So, and it's not, it wasn't PDA related. So we have these two amazing friends. The woman we've been friends with since we were like 14 years old and her husband is so awesome. They've been together for like almost 10 years. So we've known him a long time too. And they're great. And we love spending time with them and hanging out with them, whatever. He gives weird hugs. So he, like, we always hug each other when we are saying hello or goodbye. And I always, like, brace myself for our hugs because it's as if I'm hugging a straight, unbending, very stiff piece of metal.
Wait, so he's a hugger and he gives bad hugs?
Yes.
That's weird.
And he's very tall as well. So he doesn't bend to like meet you for the hug. He like stays tall and straight and then just like kind of like folds his arms quickly and like claps you. Like it's a very stiff and abrupt hug. And I always laugh at laugh to myself in my head when I hug him, or like I've never said anything about it. I'm just like, that's how he hugs. But I said something to Spencer recently. I was like, when you hug him, is it like is it really like straight? And Stephanie was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna say something. then, the next time we were hanging out, I can't even remember what I said because I'd been drinking, but I said something like, hey, your hugs are weird and stiff and you're not very good at them.
You're not good at hugging. What an insult.
And I should have held my tongue because he's such a lovely, gentle, sensitive person as well. And so he just looked crushed and he was like, my hugs aren't good. Like he had no idea. And he was like, Lauren, like his wife, he was like, is it true? Like, and she was like, yeah, like kind of like was very kind and warm about it, but didn't disagree with me. And I felt really bad about it. And then when we hugged goodbye, he was so self-conscious about it. And I didn't really think about it because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I was like, ha, 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 like, he's bad at hugging. No big deal. Tra-la-la-la-la. And then, like, the next time I hung out with them, she said that when they hug, he asks her if it's okay now. He's like, was that okay? And I'm like, oh, my God. I made someone insecure about hugging people.
That's bad. So,
after I ruined your relationship with your boyfriend, I then went and ruined this guy's self-confidence with hugging even his wife.
Look out, Sam's gonna destroy any relationship.
The bottom
line, she's out to get you.
I am a cold-hearted bitch is basically what is happening here. You know what? On that note, today I sent an email and I worded it really nicely, but it was a very nice me saying no, F off. Mm. And after I hit send, I was like, crushing hopes and dreams. I was like, I was all excited about it.
It's true. See, you get joy out of it. You love it. Like, I can't wait to call this person out on how crappy they are.
No.
I'm kidding.
It's not like that. It comes from a place of love, I think, most of the
time. But it's just,
time.
Like, the way you deliver it maybe isn't, like...
I'm very...
Blunt.
I don't sugarcoat
things.
I'm all about the tough love. Maybe I need to work on it. Maybe I need to work on a few things. Softening up, empathy.
It's interesting that you'd, like, talk about, like, you know, the hug embrace every single time you see somebody. There are certain people, like, who are huggers, and like there's people who are like, don't touch me, I don't even want to shake hands and stuff like that. And it made me think of the first time that I was going to meet my boyfriend's parents, and we live in different provinces, so like we'd been dating for a while, and I went home and like spent Christmas with his parents, which was like, that's like a whole crazy thing to even do, but I did it. And so as we were like coming from the airport, I'm like stressing out. I'm like, how do you introduce yourself to your boyfriend's parents? Or like, what do you do? Like, do you shake their hands? Do you hug them? And I'm having this conversation with Adam as we're like driving up to his house, and he's like, it's fine. Like, they're really nice people. Don't worry about it. My mom will probably hug you. And I'm like, okay, good. All right. So I was just like gathering my like thoughts on like how I'm going to, you know, like do this whole interaction. And it was totally fine. And like his mom, like she opened her arms first. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, I didn't want to be like awkward and stuff. His dad did the same thing. But on like the flip side, when we then went to my parents' place for Christmas too, because we kind of split our trip there.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, he was then going through the same kind of like anxiousness that I was going through. And I'm sitting here like, oh, don't worry about it. It's like no big deal. I just met your whole family and all your aunts and cousins and all that kind of stuff. Like, this is nothing. My family's cool. And he was also like having like, you know, like worried about like how his interaction of meeting them and everything was going to be too. And I was like, well, like, I mean, you've already talked to them on FaceTime and stuff. And he's like, I know this is different. I'm like, OK, yes, it is. And he brought up the fact that he was going to call my dad like Mr. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, pardon me? And he was like, well, yeah, that's what I call like all of my parents' friends. That's what I call all of my friends' parents. I'm like, you are a grown-ass man, and you're still addressing people as Mr. and Mrs.? Like, what? Is that weird?
I don't know. I think it's, especially for an initial interaction, I think it's respectful.
I don't know. I told him he is not allowed to call my father that. I was like, you will call him by his first name and nothing else. And I only just recently found out that he said he would have addressed them as like Mr. and Mrs. whatever, unless I told him. And I was like, I introduced you to them with their first names.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good etiquette, is to just call them however they've been introduced to you.
Mm-hmm. It just seemed weird to me that, you know, I've always called my parents' friends and like all of my friends' parents by their first names.
I remember the first time I was referred to as ma'am.
Oh.
And it was a real jarring experience for me. I was on a bus. I was super young. I was like probably like 21, 22 maybe. No, mm-hmm. I was definitely like 20 or 21. And I was on the bus and these like young boys got on the bus and they didn't have the right amount of money or like correct change or something like that. And I was like, I'll spot you. And I just gave them bus fare. And then the bus driver was like, oh, like, that's very nice. Like, make sure you thank her. And as they were like walking past me to go to the back of the bus, they were like, thank you, ma'am. And I was like, oof, ouch. I was like, oh, this did you a pretty big favor, you asshole. You're going to go and ma'am me?
Because ma'am is like an old term. I mean,
yeah, I was like, ma'am.
That would have been hard hitting for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happens every once in a while now. And it's okay. Like, it's okay. Because I feel like it's not exclusively for old women. It's just like, I don't know.
It's not really a term that we hear really anymore either, though.
Yeah, it's,
right?
It's pretty uncommon. So it always catches my attention whenever it happens because it is so rare. But
and it's like, why not just say
first one?
Thank you instead of thank you, ma'am. Like, you didn't even
probably
need
trying to be. He was probably trying to be like so polite and just like crushed me.
So I'd be interested to know what you would have done in this situation. But I had gone out for dinner with Adam and mm-hmm. we, like, our food came and it's like a huge, awesome plate. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. I'm like ready to devour all this food, especially because we had been like drinking at happy hour before.
Nice.
So it comes out and I had gotten some shish kebabs on the top of my food. And so I was like trying to like pull the meat off of the shish kebab so I wasn't like eating it off of the shish kebab to like try and be like a little bit more like ladylike.
Sure. Yeah.
And as I'm doing that, the shish kebab like flings across and like lands on the floor and it's like lands not like at the feet of a group of older gentlemen but like near their table.
Amazing.
And it's like my whole shish kebab, like, and I only got three of them, so like it's that's like a big part. And I think it was three and they were all different meat, so I was like missing out completely on like one hunk of meat or like one flavor of meat. And so I go and I pick it up and I dumped it in the trash. And I was like super sad about it. And Adam then goes to me and he's like, why did you throw that out? And I was like, I was supposed to eat the food off of the floor?
Oh my gosh, maybe that's why he has issues pooping.
No, but like, that was the right call, right?
Oh yeah, if it fell on the floor. And it's like, especially if, okay, and this is a debate that we can have, because like, I feel like if food drops on the floor, if it's something that's dry,
like a like a bun or something like that, like
you, yeah, like if you drop like a bun or like a piece of chocolate or something like that, that's fine. But if you drop like something juice that's already like juicy or like
it's got sauce on it,
moist in some way, then you cannot eat that off the floor, because it's for sure, this is probably so not at all scientific, but but it's gonna soak up the floor juices better than if it was dry. I imagine the meat that you dropped wasn't bone dry.
No.
So I would have thrown it out. I would have thrown it out too.
Yeah. He was like 5 second rule. You totally could have eaten that. And I was like, okay, it did cross my mind. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But especially once it landed like at the feet of those men, I was like, they saw it. I wasn't going to go and pick it up and then just like shovel it into my mouth.
Enjoy your dinner.
He was so like, that doesn't make any sense. Because yes, I will eat food off of the floor in my own house. I mean, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even if it is like that moist stuff or whatever, I'll look at
it. I can't do that because even if I've just cleaned, like there's a solid chance there will be a strand of dog fur on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This was I was having this conversation with another friend and they had said if the food dropped on the table, they would have eaten it. Mm-hmm. But on the floor, no. Right? Yeah. That's doable.
I think that's reasonable.
Anytime I've ever done that before, though, I feel like people are judging me for eating the food that was on the table. Because I will see people who, like, you know, mistakenly have something spill over off their plate on the table and they'll, like, put it in a napkin and, like, oh, I can't eat this.
Oh, I ate some. I had, like, a salad at lunch today and it, like, a piece of lettuce fell on the table and I just picked it up and put it in my mouth.
You don't feel like people are judging you when you do that?
Well, I didn't.
Now I do.
Now I'm worried. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking about today? Because Spencer's gone again. He's been gone for a week and he'll probably be gone for another, like, who knows how long, at least another week probably.
That sucks.
And when I'm home alone, I just get really scared about choking to death on food. Like if I eat dinner or something like that, I'm like, I might die here and now and no one will know. But
do you regularly choke on your food though?
I'm gonna say it's to the point where I have legitimately been choking and needed the Heimlich 3 times in my life.
What? That's happened to you 3 times?
Yeah. So like I'm very scared of it all of the time because it's scary. And all 3 of those times I was with people who gave me the Heimlich and so I was fine.
But why did it happen? I mean,
it's always, 2 out of the 3 times were with beef. And so I'm scared of eating steak, scares me.
Because it's so chewy and like it's hard to break down.
And it's like strandy, right? So you might think you've like chewed it into like a couple small pieces and you'll like try to swallow a piece of it, but it's attached to another piece that you didn't chew yet. Like, I don't know. The bottom line is I should chew my food better and take smaller bites. but yeah, it's happened a few times. And so whenever I'm home alone, which is a lot these days, I get scared of choking to death. I don't eat red meat. I try to like take smaller bites and like cut my chicken smaller and stuff. But
that's probably a good idea.
There's this device that I saw a while ago on the internet and you like place it over your mouth and it's like a suction cup and you can like use it to like pump the food out of your throat if you're choking.
So you've been
I would like that. I should order that.
That's bizarre.
I want that. And just like always have it beside me, have my plate, my cutlery, my drink, and my anti-choking mechanism. That is how the table should be set.
Oh my gosh. I have never had that worry in my life before. I have like one time choked. And it was actually fairly recently. It was like 2 Christmases ago. And it is really scary when it happens.
It's very scary.
And it happened. We were like, my mom had like put out all the food on the one table. And then we ate in like the dining room. And so I had like gone and like got a full plate. And then I was like done. And then I like came back. And then I was just like snacking on food at the table. Because
I know how you eat. It's been a while, but I remember.
So I'm like sitting there like shoveling things still into my mouth.
It's like a sport.
And I win every time.
Everybody else loses and goes home hungry.
And so, yeah, I guess it's because I didn't want to get a whole nother plate and come back to the table and have everybody like, whoa, you need a whole second plate. So I was just like shoveling food into my mouth.
And if it doesn't go on the plate, it doesn't count. If it goes directly into my mouth, it's fine.
Pretty much.
I get it. Makes sense.
So I don't know what I ate. I think it was some sort of meat of some sort. And then I like started choking, but like I couldn't say anything because like the food was lodged in my throat.
Yeah.
And I was like having a hard time breathing and like holding my neck and like gasping for air. And my older brother is there and he's like, are you okay? Janelle, like what? Are you okay? What the hell? Like, he was like yelling at me. And then I like went into the bathroom and I like managed to like suck it back. And I was like, oh, I almost died there. And he was like, I know. Chew your freaking food. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh my God. It's so scary. And you know what's actually really scary is because people tend to feel embarrassed when they're choking.
I did feel embarrassed.
Yeah. And the fact that you like went to the bathroom. So like people will die because they're embarrassed that they're choking. So they'll like excuse themselves and go to the bathroom where they then choke and die.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like,
I need help. I am choking. Like, someone help me.
Yeah.
They go, they feel embarrassed and they die. My stepmom's friend actually legitimately choked and died home alone.
Oh my God.
On a piece of apple.
Well, no wonder you have fears then.
Yeah, I'm scared.
You should get that choking mechanism or whatever.
I should get it.
Like the anti-choking mechanism.
I'm pretty sure that's how I will die.
Damn.
And they'll be like, she died doing what she loved, eating food. The second last time that I choked, I was talking with my mom and my stepdad. And my stepdad asked me a question as I had just taken a bite. And I was like excited to answer. So I like inhaled really quickly and then it like lodged in my throat. And then I was like, you can't do anything. It's lodged. Like you can't breathe. You can't talk. Like you're just stuck and it's terrifying. And my mom was like, she like yelled my stepdad's name and she was like, her face is turning red. Help her. And like, my mom like lost it. And so my stepdad like got up and I stood up and then my stepdad gave me the Heimlich and I threw up because it's like what happens is like you puke and like everything just like comes up and out. And I just like I puked and then kept eating my dinner. We had our conversation.
Everything returned to normal.
We all blew past it pretty quickly. It was scary. And this the last time it happened, Spencer and I had this like really cool weekend in like Canmore and Kananaskis and Banff. And we had this like I won these tickets or something and it was like a steak lunch followed by a guided horseback ride tour like through the mountains. It was really cool. And but at the lunch I choked. It was like it was pretty tough steak and my nemesis.
Yeah, tough steak. Sounds like it.
I started choking on it and Spencer was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm like shaking my head, like trying to be like, am I okay? Like, can I just like get it down?
Yeah.
Or like, do I need help? And then I kind of like panicked and I was like, not okay, like making hand signals and stuff. And then he like got it behind me and I don't even think he had to like give me like a serious Heimlich. He just like squeezed me a bit and then I feel like I managed to just like deal with it like as you usually do, and then it was fine. And then later we were horseback riding with these other people on the tour and I was like, we were talking about how the lunch was or whatever and I was like, did you guys see me choke? And they were like, yeah, that was really dramatic. Like, we did see that.
So rule or like a thing to learn out of this is don't be embarrassed if you're choking. Signal for help.
Signal for help.
Yeah.
Take smaller bites, chew your food well, and maybe buy like a personal suction cup for yourself.
So find us on
Twitter.
Have
you ever...
You know what we should ask? If people actually know how to do the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because like you're telling me right now that you've had to have it done to you 3 times. I don't know. Like I know the general idea, but I don't think I could perform it on someone.
It's my fear is that like if I'm ever in a situation where I need to give someone the Heimlich, what if I can't get my arms around them? Those types of things. And I know that, like, you learn how to do that. Like, you learn different body types, or if the person's way bigger than you or smaller than you, or if they're, like, a child or old or something like that, there's different techniques. You can't just, like, the basic principle is, like, okay, I feel like I should stop talking because what I was about to say could lead to some serious consequences.
No,
I was
going
to say, just, like, punch someone in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Just punch them.
That's probably, I would not advise that. we are not registered physicians and we have not had any CPR or, you know, medical training.
Chew your food or get punched.
anyways.
No, that's a good poll question. So let's post that on Twitter. We're going to post on Twitter at TCGA.
Podcast.
Yep.
At TCGA podcast. whether or not you have any sort of like medical training, like do you know how to do the Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah. If we were choking, could you help us?
Could you save us? Yeah. So head over to our Twitter account and fill out the poll there. Other ways you can connect with us are our Facebook page. This could get awkward. You can always email us for any show topic ideas or just chat or really anything. So this could get awkward podcast@gmail.com. And then our website is thiscouldgetawkward.com.
Heck yeah.
See you next Sunday. Except
if you don't choke and die.
If you don't choke and die. All right.
Bye.
Bye.